Proclamation number 0959 of 11th of June, 1939. Controversy for the sake of the name of Jesus. Flight from God. Earthly power. It concerns a little that a spirit arises on earth and you shall be subject to it. Yet the spirit is not sent by God, for it will fight against everything that is of God. He will fight against the divine teaching, he will also destroy what divinity tried to bring to people until now. Furthermore, he will plunge those who remain faithful to the old teaching into adversity and tribulation, and he will unfold an extraordinary power and cunning to destroy what does not adhere to him. And this is announced to you so that you know when the time has come, because when the adversary will unfold his power, the army of God's fighters is also well equipped, and the Lord himself will lead them into battle. And now a battle will be fought through the fiery sword of the mouth for the name of Jesus, and this is the beginning of the spiritual kingdom on earth. Countless fighters will fall for the glory of God, but no one will be able to kill their soul, and every soul that willingly gives up its body for Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Divine Redeemer saves other souls from eternal death. The Lord will not take any of these fighters to himself from earth until he has fulfilled his mission, but then eternal glory is assured to him. Anyone who faithfully offers himself to the Lord for service at this time will have unspeakable strength. He will not need to be afraid of worldly power, for this is unable to do anything against the power of God, which is also inherent in God's fighter who completely submits himself to the Lord's will. Anyone who fearlessly confronts earthly power by calling upon the divine Lord and Savior will remain untouched and no enemy will be able to harm him, for he has the Lord himself at his side as commander and protector. Again and again mankind is admonished not to betray the divine Lord when the hour of decision has come. Many will indeed abandon their faith for the sake of earthly advantage, they will be defectors into the enemy camp, the Lord will not be able to forcibly bring them back, and they will have to bear the consequences of their flight from God themselves. But whoever is not frightened by the earthly fate which his loyalty to the Lord earns him, his reward in eternity will be incomparably blissful. He will patiently accept his fate on earth for the Lord and for the glorification of his name and in return be worthy of the proximity of his Savior in eternity. But those who betray the Lord banish themselves forever from the presence of the Lord, and their lot will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen.